I know you.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Say, I don't even know your name.
ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? It's a Thursday, and things are just falling into place. Nick has landed safely in Las Vegas, sending us pictures, showing us all the sights and sounds of Sin City. Filling in for him, producer T. Scott joining us. Welcome, as always, Tyler. Barry is here. I'm here. So, well, why don't we do this for the next 3 hours? We'll do The Usual Suspects. You, as usual suspects, will chime in, and we will have a grand old time.
What pictures did you get?
He tweeted them.
Oh, he's tweeted them. I thought
to the masses.
Okay.
There is in the lobby of the MGM, there is a ring set up. He tweeted the Las Vegas sign as he was going into Sin City.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's
has he tweeted any naked chicks yet? That's all I really care about.
No.
Okay. Well,
chances
then I'm not...
that he will by the end of the weekend, very slim.
Okay. Well, then I'm unfollowing him. If we're not going to get any naked Vegas prostitutes, I don't care.
Chances he'll tweet a video of the song Heaven being played while he's jumping up and down in a club. Better than if he's going to tweet naked chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Off to a rough start, sitting here freaking out because my headphones don't work. And didn't plug them in. So that's never a good sign.
But people don't realize, on average, that happens at least once a week.
Yeah, but usually it's something within the connection itself. It's not my headphones.
These are the batteries?
Nope. Well, they'll die on occasion if I forget to charge them. But no, usually it's something technical. This time, technically, I was just an idiot.
Because we know you are technically sound, so that could never be the case.
Nope. Just never.
Make sure you plug it in. That would always help.
That's all right.
So Tyler, Barry, and myself will take you for the next 3 hours. We got off the air yesterday just in time to miss being able to inform the masses of Brian Cushing suspended for 10 games. So we'll chat about that.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, the Texans playing tonight. Oh, by the way, last night, your worst nightmare happened again.
God. Yeah.
I don't know if the roof is on fire, but holy cow, the mound was on fire, serving up extra special, extra base hits.
The game
was
over before it started.
I was so disappointed. I was so looking forward to watching some baseball last night. Earlier in the day, I thought it'd be McCullers. Then I was like, well, I hope that at least it's a good game. Then I was watching, I had off the DVR, I had the Morningside 5, 30 for 30 on ESPN, about the five guys that won the state title out of Inglewood in California. And,
okay.
And it kind of chronologically followed them, high school, college, after how their careers and lives changed. So I got the late start on the Astros game, flipped over, saw the 5-0, and went, yeah. We'll be watching
ugly.
All of this one.
It was ugly. I sat there and watched it and tried to write for Houston sports and stuff, and it was not pretty.
No.
No. We'll break it down, but...
Yeah, so we can get to that as well.
I just real quick, before we go any further, I have a question for you, Joel.
Alrighty.
Have you ever heard of curing a hangover with mineral water?
I have not.
So our hipster friend Tyler here, he was like, don't you do this.
who actually asked you quite nicely not to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, he knows me. He comes in this morning drinking, what is it, Topo Chico? Topo Chico, how do you pronounce it?
Topo Chico.
And I'm like, what are you drinking that for? You're just a hipster. And he goes, no, I'm hungover. And I was like, well, why are you drinking that? And he looks at the bottle and he goes, because, bro, it has minerals in it. I was like, what? He goes, it's got minerals in it. Now,
being
I've
a comic,
never.
You just don't understand sarcasm sometimes.
I've never understood. Well, I don't understand. Like, why? Like, I get drinking Bloody Marys. There's alcohol in it. Maybe that helps. But I have never in my life heard of drinking Topo Chico.
You know, if you put Vicks, Tyler, on the bottoms of your feet with some socks, you might be able to clear it easier than it would be with mineral water. But, I mean, coming from the beer capital of the world, I've heard all kinds of hangover cures. That's not one of them.
No, never heard of that.
I have not heard that one.
But how do you feel now, Tyler?
Does it work for you?
Yeah, I feel fine.
You feel okay? How much did you drink last night?
On a level of 1 to 10, I was probably at like a 2 on my hangover. So
okay.
Wasn't really...
Have you ever been a 10? What's a 10 for you?
10 is like still drunk.
Okay.
And yes, I have been that.
Okay, yeah,
was that
I've
the Super Bowl party?
No.
No?
Just like probably.
I've seen him on Sundays. He used to come in at about a 6, 7 on average on Sundays when we did game day.
You ever hit the board drunk? Just come in.
Oh, yeah.
Still flying?
Yeah. He's done a game day still drunk. Oh, absolutely. I remember that. No doubt. He's a trooper, though. I don't know. I've never drank water to cure hangover. And I know we did a show where we talked about different hangover cures.
Yeah.
Water, mineral water, wasn't one of them.
Well, before you go to bed.
You just don't have listeners who are in the know.
Really?
Yeah. Topo Chico is like, a very widely known thing.
I know the water is widely known. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know that it was a cure for a hangover because it's, quote, got minerals in it.
No,
quote.
It's not that. It's the fizz.
Oh, really?
Fuzzy bubbles now.
Yeah,
I don't. How
calms
does the
tummy.
How does the fizz do? Like, is it for the is it for the stomach? Is it for the head?
Yeah, it's for the stomach.
Oh,
calms the tummy. No, no bubble tummy.
I don't think
tummy.
You really believe that. I think you're just saying it.
I don't care what works. It makes me feel better. It's like a placebo.
It's just okay. That's good. I was going to say, so if you drop the Alka-Seltzer and some regular water, it'd be the same thing, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. All right. I'll leave you alone. I can tell you're getting defensive about your hangover cures.
I'm not getting defensive.
I don't want you to be
I'm
upset.
He's not getting defensive, Barry. He's just not liking it.
He's just getting pissed.
He's just not liking it.
I need to drink it, so whatever.
I'm just saying, like, I've never understood you, like, you getting upset. Like, you do have hipster tendencies, though. Like the Topo Chico, the beard, the craft beer. You wear the handlebar mustache. No, you don't have that. I'm just kidding. The pocket watch and the vest that you wear with a bow tie.
The Keichel beard.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's okay. It's just own it. Like, I'm a flaming liberal, apparently, so I own that.
Not just you.
Thanks to Lamont.
Yeah.
By the way, Nancy got a lot of run.
Yeah, she
after
did.
Yesterday. People here at the station were like, what the hell up was Nancy? Was she listening to the wrong? I think she thought Rush was on this show. I don't know. That was a strange day yesterday.
Yeah, Michael Berry is not on this station.
No. No, he's not. I'm glad yesterday finished, though. That was a weird day.
Well, we used to have Don't Be a Richard back in the day.
Yeah.
For a Richard. Now everybody was like, don't be a Nancy. I mean, everybody was referring to it as like a noun. Like, are you being a Nancy? And the whole thing was because they listened and heard this lady just go ape bleep over.
You know, and I bet if you were watching, if Nancy was watching the Red Sox game last night when they hung that banner that said racism is as American as baseball,
right?
I have a feeling Nancy's the kind of person that was like, you're damn right it is, like not getting what the sign was about.
She throw the remote. See, they
I told
get it.
You.
Yeah. They get it.
Yeah. See?
Get those radio guys on the phone. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Can we make that sign permanent on that green fence?
And if you don't know what we're talking about, we'll get to that too.
Yeah,
we got a ton of stuff. We got Sigmund Bloom at 2:30 to answer all your fantasy questions. He joined us first time last week. He'll be with us every Thursday at 2:30. So Sigmund Bloom will join us.
Get the questions ready.
Get them in the queue now. If you want to tweet me your fantasy questions now, if you want to text the show and get them in line, do that. If you want to call, you can do that as well. But Sigmund Bloom, 2:30, fantasy questions. There's a game tonight. That's why we have him on today.
That's right. So we got a Texans game tonight, so we'll talk about that. We got Brian Cushing. We got banners on the monster. We've got all kinds of things to get to and more. And, of course, it's even better when you participate. 713-780-3776. The HR the HR&P listener line. Tyler, there are certain things that you see that you can't unsee, and I just saw one of them, and it just completely screwed up my entire throw to break because, oh, my God, I'll let you take it. Go ahead.
I didn't see it.
He thinks now, because he didn't hear you, because he was so worried about Topo Chico, right? He thinks he's in the clear. So he's ready to shut off the mic. He takes a monster bite of his Subway sandwich, then realizes he's got to read. So he stands up and goes, bleh, spits it back on the wrapper right in the middle of a read.
As soon as I bit the sandwich, I was like, oh, crap. And then I had to spit it out. And Joel's looking
I'm
like,
in the middle of the read looking at him. And also I say,
stupid ass, what are you doing?
I've seen that.
Oh, you know what that is, Tyler? That's karma bite, for picking on you as the hipster with the Topo Chico.
Is he going to eat that bite?
Yeah,
I'll he's going
eat that.
Back in.
Are you kidding me? I'm totally eating
real
that
quick
bite again.
Before you,
oh, God, that's hilarious.
Hit your read. We had a listener, Mark. He called in. He
saw that.
There's a stuff at CVS called Blowfish.
Okay.
Which apparently is a really good hangover.
Blowfish.
Remedy. Yeah.
Is it like a powder or a...
Yeah, it's like Alka-Seltzer.
Okay. Because I hear like, you know, drink BC powder and all that stuff, but Blowfish, huh?
There's actually... What about those actual hangover remedy meds that they promote all the time and have commercials about?
Yeah.
I think a lot of those are placebo. I think most hangover cures are placebo. I had, at one point, I had like a hangover patch. It didn't really do anything.
A hangover patch?
Yeah, like you put on the patch.
Like a smoker.
While you're drinking, and it's just basically got like vitamin B12 and like other B vitamins in it, and apparently that...
How many times did you try the morning after pill? Just to make sure that worked.
Francisco, Bradley, and Nestor are all big Topo Chico guys.
Yeah, I see that, with lime and salt.
Yeah, seeing how it settles their tummy. Maybe they didn't use tummy, but that's what it felt. That's how I read it when he said it settles my tummy. That was Francisco. All right, guys. Right now, I am going to save you a ton of money because I want to tell you about a company called Energy Ogre. And they're going to save you money on your electricity bill because they're a technology company that goes out and searches the market for the best energy company out there for you. Because that's the thing. Energy Ogre isn't an electric company. It's a technology company with all kinds of logarithms and formulas, and they take your input on how you use electricity, and they go out and get you the best deal possible. Here's the thing. In this business, a lot of times, sponsors come to us. I went to Energy Ogre and said, the people need to know about what you're doing, because since I signed up, and I heard about them word of mouth, since I've signed up, $642 I've saved this year alone, and I couldn't be happier, and that's why I wanted to be able to tell you guys about Energy Ogre. My bill in August of last year, $281. This year, $132. And I'm not with the old energy company that I was with. I've had two different companies this year. And both times that I've switched, Energy Ogre has handled everything. That's the beauty of this. Once you sign up, you're done. They do everything else for you. When your contract is up, they find you a new one. They renew it. They handle everything. They tell you if there's a problem, you call them. They'll take care of it. There's no reason why you shouldn't do this, guys. There's no hidden charges, no hassles, no catch. Satisfaction guaranteed. If you don't want to do the program anymore, you just cancel. And you can do that at any time. It's energyogre.com and use promo code Barry and you'll get your 13th month free. So go to energyogre.com, use promo code Barry, start saving money today.
Go, 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 shorty. It's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday. We're going to sip a card like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck because that's your birthday.
ESPN 97.5.
1, 2, 3, go! My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and if I don't push her.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Oh, we're back. Usual Suspects on a Thursday. Tyler filling in for Nick, who's in Sin City for the fight this weekend. Barry and Joel, as per the usual. And, of course, you are valuable and honorable for the most part, except for OU Mike. Listeners, in case you missed it yesterday, by the way, Gal Media with the big announcement coming. 1560 AM, the home of Charlie Polillo, Nathan Crate, and others, Barry Warner. come October 1st, they're going to be moving over to 94.1 FM called the Sports Map.
Say what?
Yeah, Sports Map 94.1 FM. So there will be no reason for you to ever listen to AM Sports Radio again between 97.5, 94.1. You have all your bases covered, pun intended, for sports coverage.
You know who listens to sports on AM? Old people, like my dad. Still listen. That's old school. Like this is
that's dad radio.
Yeah, we are cutting edge. We're
Salisbury's
the new,
tuned in.
We're the new ringy dingy. Let's be real. Sports talk on FM. When I'm traveling, I'm kind of surprised now when there's a major market that I go to that doesn't have sports on FM, and it's usually ESPN stations. They're usually leading that charge, but there are some that are not.
Yeah.
But, dude, it just sounds better. It's clear. I mean, yeah.
Well, there's no doubt. The sound quality overall is so much better on the FM dial. So that's something to look forward to. And, look, the whole, shall we say, what are we going to say? The empire that is Gal Media continues to grow because not only is it the name of the station, but you got to be looking out for Sports Map on the web coming soon. Ed is going to be your one-stop shop for everything sports in Houston and more, but it's going to be fantastic. There's already Culture Map that's been out there for a while for anything and everything that you want to find out about what's going on in H-Town over the weekend, where to eat, where to hang out, great places to go grab a beverage. So all of that falling into place under the Gal Media umbrella, and we continue to roll on. But now, as I said, with 94.1 FM coming.
Yeah, we are taking over the world.
Yeah, no doubt. Either Gal jump Media. On or just be prepared that you will be taken over with the rest
right.
of the city.
I like it. I dig it.
Yeah, so there you have it. So again, like I said, we were getting off the air, turning it over to the Blitz, walking down the hall for a meeting, and found out, hey, Brian Cushing just got suspended for 10 games. Big loss for you?
Well, so you knew he was going to be out this game anyway.
Right, with the concussion.
With the concussion. So he's missing 9 games that you weren't planning on. For me, you're paying the dude, and it's going to cost him about, what, $4.9 million?
Almost 5. Yeah. Almost 5 mil.
Almost 5 mil for these 10 games, whereas the last time he was suspended, I want to say it was less than 100K for the 4 games the first time he got popped in 2010. Is it a big loss? I don't necessarily think so. I think Brian Cushing is long in the tooth to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the downside of his career. He's been injured. He's slowed. He's lost a step. As a run stopper, I think he's above average. In coverage as a linebacker, I think he's well below average, as is most of this linebacking court. And you need look no further than the last 2 games. The Jags and the Patriots both exposed this team and their ability to cover in the middle of the field using their linebackers. So, to me, you went out and got Zach Cunningham in the second round for a reason. I know he's been backing up Bernard McKinney in practices and in the preseason. But he's a second-round draft pick, and it's not unheard of for linebackers, for rookie linebackers especially, to do some things.
You ever heard of T.J. Watt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think this might be a blessing in disguise in the long run, money notwithstanding.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was looking at it because I wrote about this for Houston Sports and stuff, and I was looking at, do you cut him now or do you wait, you know, 2018? So he's obviously got some dead money. If you cut him in 2018, he'll have $1.2 million in dead money towards the cap.
Yep.
But if you wait, cut him for the last year of his contract in 2019, there's no hit. So you can pretty much, if you can get through another year, he's going to be an expensive backup. But I'm okay with that.
I think they're done. I don't think they're done this year. I think they eat the 1.2. This is it. Even when he's eligible to come back, I'm not sure he does, although they'll pay him. You know, my wife and her mom, who's in town, both said to me, you know, how does a guy like this do something like this? I said, well, it's real easy. I mean, look, as you said, I mean, his movement and his agility covering the pass out of the backfield is non-existent. And here's a guy that was pretty damn good for a lot of years. And you know, as I explained to them, there's always going to be guys coming to these guys going, hey, you know, there's a lot of people talking. You lost a step. His contract's coming up. He knows he's going to have to play for another one and try and impress some people. And they go, hey, we got some stuff that's completely undetectable. It's going to go under the radar. But it's going to get you back that step you lost and put you in the position to play like you once played again. And you know that this is such a, it's not just a job for them. This is life.
Yeah. I mean, this is their livelihood and
when you
and
think
lifestyle.
About trying to figure out what you do next, a lot sooner than you wanted to start thinking about that, you take chances. This was a big chance. Because like you said, last time, what, 100 grand, couple hundred grand.
92K, I believe, is what I saw.
And he fought it like a mother.
Yeah.
Now this time,
good for him.
Almost
by
five
the way.
Mil, and by the way, just put tail between legs and all, but all, nothing short of coming out and admitting it. Basically said, yeah, we're not going to appeal. We're yep. taking this one in the shorts. Sorry, I don't know if it's sorry, not sorry, but yeah, we'll see in September. Or I mean, in November.
So Dylan Cole will probably get the start. You'll see a good dose of Zach Cunningham. Brian Peters is expected to get a few mm-hmm. snaps as well. None of those names probably. Mean a whole lot to Texans fans, other than the fact that Cunningham was a second-round pick.
Cunningham is the guy, yeah. Especially for the future.
This is why you went out and got him,
that's
really,
right.
to eventually replace Brian Cushing, who's on the downside of his career. So, and, you know, I was looking at – I was like, well, I wonder what Cushing graded out, like Pro Football Focus graded out. They felt like he was decent last year, but overall, like in his coverage skills and everything, he's in – I think – I want to say he's like – almost 40th out of 60 or 70 linebackers. So he's not the Brian Cushing nope. that he used to be, and he'll never be that again. So now is a great time, I think, for them to this kind of forcing their hand. You'd love to have maybe get the rookie some, you know, ease him in by
right.
coming in for some plays.
Gradually
and
work him into the position.
But you've got guys on this roster like Dylan Cole, who it's his second NFL game, and he's starting now.
So you got an undrafted rookie in Cole. You got yep. a second-round pick in Cunningham. And as Tyler said, oh, by the way, timing could not have been worse. You're on national TV tonight on Thursday Night Football, and the announcement is already – you already got enough hype surrounding your quarterback position. And then, oh, by the way, your starting linebacker is X-nay with a performance-enhancing problem.
Well, you know what? Maybe Max Bullock could – oh.
Oh, bye-bye.
Oh.
He and Joe Dirt – no, no.
Man.
No, Riley is on the practice squad of Tampa. Where is Max now?
He got suspended for four games.
I know, but did anybody ever pick him up? I remember he got suspended, then cut by the Texans. I didn't know if anybody took a shot at him.
I don't know where he is, but that's two Texans suspended for PEDs this year, along with Jalen Strong getting popped for weed. Remember when the Texans used to be good old boys? Just clean cut? Yay, Boy
Scouts?
Remember
when they drafted three guys in the middle of all in the same draft, and they all got dinged for weed in the same hotel room?
No longer Boy Scout.
Wasn't it in Cincinnati?
Was it?
It was on the road. It might have been in Cincinnati.
I think you're right.
So, yeah. I mean, look, there's a track. Okay, never mind. But the irony to the whole thing to me is, remember last time Cushing went all the way to the league office? Mr. McNair was with him. They were adamant.
Yeah.
This was not the case. And they said, yeah, it was. And you still got dinged for that one. So
too
this time
the, too bad the guy who could corroborate a tainted meat story isn't on the team.
Who was
Wayne
it?
Brown.
Yeah, he was. Every time you say that, I think Alistair Overeem, because that was his excuse too.
I was thinking, I was like, where's
tainted
that
meat? Yeah, tainted meat. Yeah,
yeah.
I do like the fact that he owned it. I do like that. Like the fact that he just owned it and said, you know what, I'm not going to appeal. Good for you. Smart thing. Let's just move on. So.
Yeah, at least we don't have to be a long, drawn-out process. But the interesting thing to me now is, do they just draw the line in the sand and go, you were a captain, you're supposed to be a leader, that's not how you lead, we already know you were long in the tooth, as you said, with this and the fact that basically the season is lost, when he comes back, do you think he comes right onto the field and starts? If you're not aware of it, he's not allowed on the practice field, he's not allowed in the building, he's not allowed to hang out with the team.
Yeah.
So he's on his own, so to speak, so maybe you just cut your losses with a guy that was okay, but through injuries, for a lot of it, because of injuries, never reached his full potential, but is not the player he once was.
Cutting him this year, though, you still have that dead cap money of almost $4 million, so it's not going to happen this year.
Okay.
Now, I think, you know, going into next season, though, like I said, with the $1.2 million in dead money.
Eat that.
Yeah, I think that they would be more inclined, although it depends on what kind of situation they're in as well. They may have to wait it out, and you're just going to have a $7 million backup linebacker.
What I'm saying for this year, too, is just make him inactive. He just might never see the field again.
For them.
They'll eat it, but he's not going to play for him anymore, so we'll see. All right, Fort Worth, Jay, we see you. Don't go anywhere. We'll get to you on the flip side. So we're going to continue to roll on. And look, if you want to join us, we didn't get to this in the first segment, but please do. 713-780-3776, HR&P listener line. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter, at Producer T. Scott, at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We're the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
Guys, after the devastating storms that have hit Houston and the surrounding areas, Gulf State Homebuyers believes now is the time to come together as a community. And in light of these events, the team at Gulf State Homebuyers is ready to reach out to the community and offer their services. What you need to know about Gulf State's first and foremost is they've won the Distinction Award with the Better Business Bureau the last 2 years. So when they reach out to help, that's what you're getting. You're getting a company that actually wants to help. And in this times, you might be looking at that house and saying, Do I fix this house up or do I sell it? I don't really know what to do. Well, I'll tell you what you do. You call Gulf State Homebuyers. They get how hard of a decision this is, right? They understand the predicament that you're in. So if you're interested in selling your property as is without fixing it up, call them. 281-717-6100. Get on their schedule. Get a free no obligation evaluation. They're going to make you a cash offer for the home. It's up to you whether you want to do it or not, but you're not going to know what it's worth or what you can get if you don't call them. It's Gulf State Homebuyers, 281-717-6100. They have a team of attorneys, title companies, an entire in-house staff of professionals. They're going to handle everything for you. All you have to do is make that call. Gulf State Homebuyers, 281-717-6100, or visit them on the web, gulfstatehomebuyers.com. Together, we will keep Houston strong.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, along with producer Tyler Scott, it's Barry, it's Joel, it's The Usual Suspects. Nick in Vegas covering the fight. He has landed safely. His pictures so far have been very touristy. We're expecting a lot more out of Nick before the end of the weekend.
I have a question about you, or for you, about Nick in Vegas.
Yeah.
For both of you, but I want to go, I want to give Fort Worth Jay, because right. I don't want him to wait. But don't let me forget after this call, because I have questions. It's kind of a prop bet almost.
It's mighty white of you to get to Jay. Oh, that's what he wants to talk about. Okay. Oh. Jay, what's up, man?
Fellas, y'all remember the movie House Party, right?
Yes.
Yep.
So, I come to find out, remember when that Deuce Whitlock had the guy impersonating Kaepernick on his show?
No,
I do not.
Last week, y'all didn't see that?
No, tell me about this.
Last week on Jason Whitlock's show, he had on an apron with a football, and he had what looked like a white dude dressed as Colin Kaepernick with an afro and a black glove doing the Black Panther salute. Y'all never saw that?
I saw the tweet about it. I saw the screen cap of it, I think.
Bro. It wasn't a white dude. It was Kid from Kid and Play.
No. Ain't going to hurt nobody.
Shut up.
Ain't going to hurt nobody. Sold it out like that.
Oh, no.
Bro, I'm so hurt. Like, we grew up on that. We dance off of that. I can never watch a House Party movie again.
Man, what's crazy is that that's how light-skinned he is that you would think he was white.
Bro, I thought it was a white dude. I'm light-skinned. He made me look like a
Wesley Snipes.
I want to make a sound. I didn't want to say nothing stupid, but it was Kid, man.
That's
it
crazy.
It was Kid from Kid's Play, bro. Y'all ever seen a coon before?
Wow,
Jay.
Y'all have a good one.
All right, Jay.
Now,
man.
Barry, let me ask you something on that.
I don't think you can say that word. I don't think that's appropriate. Yeah, you dumped him, Tyler? Yeah. Okay.
So Kid and Play was hosting a channel on XM Radio last weekend. Did I miss something that Kid is the light-skinned guy, right?
Yes, Kid is the one
Did
with the really
something
tall
that
hair.
Play, right, with the high top fade and all that.
And he does comedy. He's been touring doing comedy, and I don't know how good or bad it is, but yeah.
did Play turn over a new leaf and go, like, born again?
Like Mace did?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because, like, they're hosting on XM, and they're throwing up some songs and stuff like that, and he keeps taking shots at Play about maybe he just wants to read a verse from the good book, and maybe he wants to do this. I was like, wow, dude. I mean, because I think Salt and Pepper had the same thing happen.
Where one of them found Jesus and one of them didn't?
Yeah.
That's going to happen to us. You're going to find Jesus.
I knew you were going to say it was going to be me, and I don't think anybody's going to argue with you.
It ain't going to be me that finds Jesus. Yeah. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. You didn't know he was lost, so you ain't looking for him.
That's pretty crazy, though, that's how light-skinned kid Christopher Walker? Is it Chris?
It is something like that, yes. By the way, I have just received my first direct communication, as well as you, by the way, of our good friend Nick, who says, and I quote, plus-sized Latinas everywhere here in Vegas. So it may be a hell of a weekend. It could be the Hangover Part 3 and 4 or whatever it is for Nick this weekend.
Yeah, there are, I imagine there are a lot of plus-size everything in Vegas. So that leads me to my question, okay, for both of you. Tyler, pay attention. I want to know, what do you guys think the odds are that Nick pays for a prostitute?
I'm going to go slim and none.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Tyler, by the way, if he does get hungover, can you send him some mineral water so that he can cure it quickly?
He can find it there.
Okay.
I'm thinking if it depends on how long he's gone without. I think he would do it and just not tell anybody. I would say there's about a 65% chance that he would do it and not tell anybody. You think it's slim and none?
Yeah, I don't think.
Now, in light of this most recent text, maybe not, because if there's a plethora of overweight Latina women, then he may not have to.
I'm going to go percent zero.
I'm with you, Tyler.
That he gets a whore?
He's a radio producer, and Vegas whores are pretty high dollar. So.
Whores. Oh, are they?
I thought they were.
They're what?
Oh, come on. You thought?
Wait, they're what?
Come on, Tyler.
I've never gotten
Tyler. I know that there's different versions, right? Just like anywhere else. Like, you can get the high, like if you go to the Bunny Ranch, it's probably going to cost you a grip.
Yeah, but you're also driving.
Yeah, that's way off the strip. It's not that far. Yeah. But if, I mean, like I've told, it's not.
You've been told?
Yeah.
Where is it, Barry?
Oh, you know, it's just north of town, according to Google Maps. But no, I know that there's that place, right? Or some or escorts that you can get. But then there's also those dudes that hand out the cards on the strip as you walk by.
Oh, not only that.
Those are the cheap ones. Those you can get for, you know, less than 100, I have a feeling.
Now I'm going to tell
for
you guys.
For 30 minutes or 3 minutes, whatever you need.
I can tell you this. Cab drivers
have that info too, huh?
They have more than that info too, because one night after a staunch night of drinking, getting ready to head back to the hotel, my buddy, who will remain nameless, goes, "Hey, man, you got the Sears catalog?" And I'm looking at him like, "What the hell do you want the Sears catalog at like 3 a.m?" He's like, "Hey, man, just wait a second." He goes, "Seriously, dude, you got the Sears catalog with pictures?" And the guy goes, "Oh, yeah, let me give that for you." Brings out this like leather-bound binder, and it's literally like hundreds of picture like business cards.
What?
Of all these chicks.
And so it's the individuals. It's almost like a book of baseball cards.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say. Like four baseball cards. Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, "So what are you doing?" He's like, "Oh, you know, I might peruse a little here. Let me collect a few
Does
cards."
Does it have stats?
I don't, not exactly stats,
but flip it over. It's got like,
I'm telling you that the selfies were very professionally done.
Were they?
Yeah.
All of them?
Not all of them, but the ones that he was perusing to pick his hand.
Give me a percentage of hot chicks in the book. Like, would you say on a page, were there like 12 to a page? Was there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's probably like 16 on a page with the business card.
What are the percentage of chicks that were actually hot that you would go up to in a bar and be like, "Say hello, mama"?
Half.
Really?
Yeah.
8 per page in a book full of pages.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think that a lot of guys that were drunk and also, you know, not making, sees the other half and goes, "Oh, yeah, that'll take care of business."
Is it just me, or do you get sad when you see a really pretty girl that you know has turned to that lifestyle? Because then my first thought is, man, her dad let her down. Like, that's definitely a daddy issue.
I have definitely had those thoughts. Like, she's way too pretty to just be doing that.
Now, see, because I was going to say, this may be, I may get in trouble for this, but I kind of get it if an ugly girl turns to that lifestyle. I kind of get that. I do. But, like, a really beautiful woman... That it just lets sometimes it's all about confidence. Like, you can be the hottest chick in the world, but if you have no confidence and you think you're ugly, that's a bad look, man. Yeah. That sucks.
I hear you, because, you know, some people set out to be beauty queens or actresses, but when it goes south, it doesn't have to go that far.
Yeah. Somebody asked us, they heard Kurt Lowe call Sean and John's show. Did y'all piss him off? No,
just you, not us.
Yeah, just me. But hey, hashtag blessed.
So, I did not know he called their show.
Well, that's all right.
I'm going to inquire.
You know, I feel like I'm okay that he's not calling here.
I feel deprived.
Do you?
Hit him up on Twitter. I miss Kurt. I'm going to hit him on Twitter during the break.
Do it.
Hey, right now I want to tell you guys about the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. It is a fantastic program, and they need your donations more than ever. And now you might be in the right opportunity to be able to donate because of Hurricane Harvey, because of all the devastation, and in a lot of cases because insurance companies are going to give you the money that you deserve if you were insured, but then it's on you to just discard and get rid of your damaged car. Well, I can tell you right now that Houston Cans Cars for Kids program would take it. They take all your donations, whether they're working or not, whether it be a boat, an RV, a motorcycle, a truck, or a car, and they use them to turn them into resources for kids trying to get a second chance at an education. It's a great program. Call 713-225-4226 or log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. They'll come to you. They'll tow it away. They'll do the paperwork. They'll get you a tax deduction, and they're going to give you a $50 gift card if you mention ESPN 97.5. On top of all that, you're doing a great thing for the kids in Houston, because when they get that donation from you, they're going to turn it into those resources. It could be eyeglasses, bus fare, book money, warm meals, all the things that can be distractions when kids are trying to concentrate on their studies. They're taken care of because of donations from fine people like you. So again, give them a call, 713-225-4226. Log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Well, Barry, if you want next.
What?
If you got next.
I got next to where?
Nerf basketball.
Okay.
Our frequently talked about ex-porn star, since we were talking about Vegas and those things that go on in Sin City. Mia Khalifa and the athletes that have tried to get in her DMs and reach her. That can't reach her. Evidently, your new starting quarterback for the Houston Texans can.
Yeah, our boy Jason got his edge up done right, got it all lined up correctly, because when he was at Clemson,
You were quick to point that out,
It looked like an Enron stock chart a little bit. It was all over the map. Yeah, but he went out to Jason at Current Cuts, got him lined up, and now he's out there getting some porn star ass, I guess.
Yeah,
well, I guess that's assuming he's getting it. He might just be hanging out playing Nerf basketball. I don't want to jump to conclusions. Nothing wrong with a...
Khalifa tweeted on Deshaun's birthday today, at Deshaun Watson, "For the record, I let you block that dunk because you're a rookie, and I don't want to risk hurting you before game one," accompanied by a picture of the two of them playing Nerf basketball. Interesting.
Yeah.
Since our very upstanding new quarterback has been doing appearances at the Woodlands Church.
Has he?
Yeah. Oh. When he first got to town, he did a whole weekend of appearances.
I'm not
passing judgment. I'm just saying. We're running the gamut here on the old spectrum.
Yeah, that is one end to the other. But, I mean, you know, if me and Khalifa said, hey, you want to hang out, play some Nerf basketball, you telling her no?
I'm not telling her no, but I think we both had this conversation. On the grand scheme of things,
not
rating
not my
scale,
favorite.
Not
no,
a 10.
No, I'm definitely not putting her in my top 10. Look, you know how you can go in on Pornhub, or so I'm told?
Oh, really? And you're asking for a friend, right?
And favorite a porn star? I don't think I'm giving her the favorite. I don't think I'm giving her a heart or a like or whatever it is that they do on there.
You can
I have no
do
idea.
That?
Yeah. That's what I'm told.
Wow.
That's what I hear. Yeah. It's, dude, porn nowadays is very, it's not the old school. It's not the
it's
old.
It's like social media meets porn.
It is. You can do playlists and favorite your porn stars and all that. It's you know, it's pretty fascinating. You log in and it saves it all for you. It's crazy.
What?
Yeah.
You have a login on Pornhub?
You can. No, I don't you, have one. No, why would that? I don't see the need because I could just be like,
do you hear that his voice,
Google,
Tyler?
Whatever. Yeah.
Do you hear that?
I mean, well, you just log, you just go to Pornhub and just search for what you're looking for and the categories. You don't need to. Why do I need to save anything?
That tap dance.
I would be too nervous that I'd start getting spam and stuff sent to the house. We're like, oh, look, there's these,
like
you know.
Actual Pornhub mail.
Yeah. And then my
Here's
wife would be like,
newsletter.
You know, I know you talk about it on the radio, but I didn't know you were serious about it. Be like, well.
Barry, this brown wrapped catalog just came in the mail from Adam and Eve.
What are those machines? You know what I'm talking about? Have you seen those machines? They're shaped like a horse saddle almost. And they've got a
little thingy.
They've got a utility toy at the end of it, and it's I don't know.
Ride 'em cowboy?
Yeah, could you imagine? No, it's at the end of it. Like
I know.
It's like a hammer, like a jackhammer almost.
It's like Springer's back.
Can you imagine my wife going out
Springer's,
to the... yeah.
It's Springer's axe handle.
I couldn't imagine my wife opening the front door because the doorbell rang. Ding dong. UPS guy dropped something off. She opens it. It's like, what the hell? This big horse saddle with a big
a giant
fake penis
fist.
At the end of it. Yeah, just a spinning fist. What is that for? I don't know. I figured we'd try something new. Like what? How about we ease into it? Let's maybe go with a blindfold and we'll work our way up.
Honey, you were bummed they closed Gilly's. We thought we'd bring it to you.
Yeah, right?
Ride 'em cowboy. Adam wants to get in here on escort services. Seems we've been down this road before.
We have.
Adam, what's up?
How are you doing today?
Good man. How you doing?
What's up, Adam?
Good. Hey, when I was in the Marine Corps, I was on a mute, and we went to a bunch of different countries, Spain, Italy, Croatia, stuff like that, and it never failed. Whenever we went to leave the bar, grab a taxi, the taxi driver would always give us the best escort areas and the best strip clubs to go to.
Nice. That's how you know you got a good taxi driver.
Yeah, you tip that dude.
Sir?
Right? I said, yeah. Did you tip that guy? That's how you know you got a good taxi driver.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're definitely a good taxi driver.
How many times, Adam? How many times did you use the information?
How many times did I get the information?
How many times
how many
did
times
you
did
use it?
Use
did you use it?
We were not allowed to visit those establishments by... What? Yeah.
So how many times did you call her and tell her to meet you in the back alley?
I was going
to
say, yeah, sure, Adam. But seriously, though, how many times did you use the info?
The escorts, none. I was married at the time and actually liked her back then. So the strip club once, we might have
okay.
We might have gathered a few of us together and gone out and gone in on a couple here and there.
Cool, man. I figured at least you were using half of it. Appreciate the call, Adam. Yeah.
The intel, I believe, was used.
Yeah, I'm guessing so. So we get, oh, by the way, Blaine said it's the Sibian machine. Sibian.
Yeah, Sibian machine.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Those things look mean. Like,
well, I don't think they're for you.
They look like if you just put, like, you could tear up wood floors
maybe
with that.
Maybe they are. Maybe I'm missing
looks like
something.
You could remove glued
but
down wood
think
floors
they're
with
for
them.
You.
No.
I mean, maybe you're not telling us something, but otherwise, I don't think that's your cup of tea.
Well, you know how when you go to Amazon and then you're surfing the web later and you'll see whatever you looked at? You said your wife, that happens to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be pretty pretty disheartening to see. You're out there surfing and all of a sudden a Sibian machine pops up. You're like, babe.
Talk about a steel-toed work boot to the grave.
Babe,
some movie that
why do you have this
those.
Big dildo jackhammer thing? What is this? Why is this popping up?
Why are you? Yeah, these aren't pictures of your work dresses. Where did that come from?
Why are you looking at donkey punch machines? What is this about? That ain't right. All right, so we got texters. Of course, our texters are the best.
Uh-huh.
And we get one that
the
says,
best, yeah.
We get one that says, check out Nadia J. She's a hot escort in Vegas. So
you did.
I Googled Nadia J. Vegas.
For work purposes, of course.
Of course, research.
Right.
And so if I'm being honest, bit of a man face. Bit of a man face.
Okay.
Not horrible. Great body. Bit of a man face. But again, it's escorts. You can't, you know, not everyone's going to be a 10. So, but not bad. Not
kind of like radio.
Okay. All right. I don't know if that was for me.
Hey, I just threw it out as a general statement.
Okay. All right.
Throwing it out there.
Okay.
All right, so with that being said, we've got one in the books, two to go, plenty more of the big show. We're going to step away for a quick second. When we come back, still have plenty more to talk about because the mound was on fire last night, and it didn't take long for that towering inferno to put another L column loss for the Houston home team. So we'll cover the Astros and what happened last night, what's going to happen, and what their travel schedule is like coming up after tonight's game, which is just crazy, as they continue to try and get that best record in the American League by catching the Red Hot Indians, because it's pretty much a foregone conclusion with the magic number 5 that they will win the division. So we can get some Astros talk in here. We've got lots more on our agenda. If there's something on yours, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. We're the usual suspects. Back with more ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.